This automatically generated audio file is brought to you by elfelipasterismo.com. Chapter 01 Above Deck. The novel opens with the steamship Tabo heading up the Pasig River on its way to La Laguna one December morning. Take note of the possible parallelism between the ship and the government ruling in the Philippines during Rizal's time dash. Full of hot air, tyrannical, pretentious, we meet Doña Victorina, the only lady in the European group, on the upper deck. Guess who have to stay below deck? She is depicted as a foul-mouthed, extravagant, heavily made-up, disdainful, and insufferable Indio, who tries to pass herself off as a European through her wigs and clothes. She is accompanied by her niece, the beautiful and rich Paulita Gomez. Doña Victorina is the wife of Don Tiburcio Espadaña, who left her after many years of marriage, and who was now hiding maybe in Laguna. Among the other characters introduced are Don Custodio, an official counselor, Benzabe, an exceedingly intelligent in his own mind writer, whose pseudonym is an anagram of the surname Ibanez, Father Irene, the canon, and the jeweler Simon, who sports long, white hair, and a sparse black beard, and who wears a pair of huge blue-tinted sunglasses. Anyway, Simon's great influence over His Excellency, the Capitan General, was known in Manila. Bus people held him in high regard. Discussing the issue of the lake and the slowness of ship travel were Benzabe, Padre Camora, and Padre Salvi, a Franciscan. Simon cuts in and offers a rather radical solution. Dig an irrevert channel and close the Pasig even if it means destroying villages and committing people to forced and unpaid labor. What follows is a debate between Simon and Don Custodio on whether the Indios were going to revolt or not. Padre Cibilat, a Dominican, was concerned that the people might rise up as before, but Simon dismissed the possibility with, "Hey, what are you friars for if the people can rise in revolt?" After Simon left the fuming group, Don Custodio offers his own solution. Get people to raise ducks. Since ducks feed on snails, the people will help deepen the river, as they will remove or dig up the sandbars which contain the snails. Doña Victorina wasn't exactly fond of the idea, since she considers balut, or duck eggs, disgusting.